guest. We did say that we were going to hopefully get Ryan McManaman to join us. Well, true to his word, he has donned the headphones here and he joins us in the commentary box. So, Ryan, first of all, heartiest congratulations on your appointment as the Fermanagh Senior Football Manager, and thanks for joining us here on Fermanagh GAA TV and Radio.
Oh, thanks on both fronts there, Jen. Thanks on both fronts. No, it's great. It's great to be here watching football on a Saturday evening, and it's great to be appointed the Fermanagh manager, so I'm looking forward to both.
Yeah, well, I suppose let's talk about that, Ryan. We'll kick off on that. I suppose maybe 2 years ago, if somebody told you that when Rory Goller gave you a call out of the blue, I assume, to come into his backroom team, if somebody told you a week before that phone call that you'd be managing the Fermanagh senior team 2 years later, what would you have said?
I would probably have tried to catch himself on, you know, and probably he'd been probably mad, you know. But look, it's funny the way it works out in football. I can change from football. Like, it's a short time when you do get a chance to play, and it's a short time probably when you do get a chance to manage, you know. And probably as a few fellas in the club says, like, there is only going to be 32 county managers, and the jobs don't come around that too often, you know. And probably a job working probably with a quality team like Fermanagh, and probably the improvements that's been going on the last couple of years, you take the arm off the pair. Anybody for it?
Yeah, well, when Rory stepped down, I suppose it came as a bit of a shock to us all, and maybe even to yourself. But when he stepped down, did you always think, well, look, I'm confident in my own abilities and I would like to take these boys, I know them all? And what were your thoughts when Rory stepped down?
I think we had the discussion, probably we're up and with the Manor House, you know, we called up on Sunday when we were chatting about it. And look, he had his reasons for stepping down, you know, and probably I probably felt, you know, that he could have stayed on, probably, like, have tried probably to stay him on probably for the best for Fermanagh, you know. And he probably felt that he couldn't, you know, and the two of us agreed, and probably I felt and he felt maybe that if I was interested in the job that I should go for it, you know. And I probably felt maybe that I'd seen a lot from the boys in the 2 years, and I'd seen a lot probably from the younger fellas coming in from outside, and you've seen a couple of players right there today that probably that could fit the bill. But look, like anything, it's always going to be a challenge, and probably that's why you probably like to take on a thing like that, you always like taking on a job like this, because it is a challenge. And probably, but I did see that there was an awful lot of potential for the boys, and there was an awful potential for the team in the future going forward for the next couple of years.
And we'll talk about the players in a moment, but taking that step from being a number two to a number one, it is a significant responsibility, but it's one you're really looking forward to, I assume.
Oh, definitely. It's probably from being a number two, probably you're always behind the man, so like you never seem to get any crap, or you never seem to get the blame for everything. If the thing goes right, usually in the GAA circles they'll always say, oh no, it's the number two he's the man behind it, you know. So look, it's a big step, and probably look, if I really wanted to, I could have stepped away, and I could have been happy enough with the lot, you know. But look, I decided to take the plunge and go for it. And
yeah, because as you say, these opportunities don't come around too often, and I suppose maybe in your own county there isn't that opportunity at the moment.
They don't come around, and plus two, when you knew probably when a couple of the players had approached you and kind of thought that they would, like, you know, like, and it did give you a good vote of confidence, good in that the players were behind you. And so look, if the players are behind you, at the end of the day you do need the players.
Was that very important, Ryan, to you?
Oh, definitely, because look, at the end of the day, if you don't have the players' confidence, there's no point doing anything. Because really, if you're a manager and you don't have the belief in the players, there's probably no point you being there.
You talked there about being a number two yourself. Well, you've now had to bring in a number two and a number three and whatever else you've brought in, but we do know that you've been joined by Paul McIver and of course by
Joe
McMahon. Just left me there for a moment. How could I ever forget Big Joe? But you talk to me about your thinking in relation to bringing those two men in.
Paul McGaver, probably, believe it or not, Paul did manage me in 2011, the championship victory for my own club, and then Paul's great knowledge of the thing, and probably the four in a row with Kilcoo as well. He's been involved with Kilcoo. He knows his football, and I know the sort of man he is, and he's a great football man. He's just it's probably it's very hard to explain unless you start working with him, and he knows what way the football likes to be played. He knows what he wants to be played. He's very adamant that way, that he has a certain brand that he wants to play, and he knows his footballers, and he's keen to get involved, and really he's really looking. He wants to make his mark at this level too as well. And with Big Joe, as what I can say is like the work probably, you know, himself going round Tyrone, probably how highly thought of as a coach in round Tyrone, and the job he's did with Clocher in there, and I know probably there's a few envious glances coming across from Tyrone that Fermanagh actually got a step ahead and has got Joe McQuahan involved in here, and probably with the way the setup probably what's happening in Tyrone in recent days. So I think probably
People in Fermanagh and other counties probably don't realise how good Joe McMahon is and what a brilliant capture he is for your backroom team.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of probably with Joe McMahon, he probably would have been looked upon, probably highly rated in with the under 16s and Tyrone, and you see how they've been bought through with the under 17s. He's did a lot of good work, and probably with Paul McGaver, I don't know probably if people in Fermanagh know, but whatever, like he's come highly. It's probably there was a lot of more counties looking for Paul than Fermanagh, and he chose to come from Fermanagh for the challenge.
Yeah, and you know, not that it's overly important, but you have their roles, I suppose, defined maybe at this stage. Joe, I assume, will do a fair bit of the coaching, is that right?
as fairness as the whole three of us, look, with Joe, like, do a lot of the coaching as well, and probably with myself and Paul, like, we're more in the management, but at the same time, I think the county board were very keen for us to put in a hands-on role, and we're very keen to get a hands-on role as well, you know. But look, with Joe's going to be doing the majority of the coaching, and myself and Paul hopefully managing, and we're taking it from there.
Yeah, and you talked about a style of player that, and if anybody's listening out there and has a question for Ryan, please let us know. Just come in on @FermanaghGAA on Twitter, and we'll throw a question to Ryan. We have another 6 or 7 minutes here to chat, Ryan. So you talked about Paul McGaver and having a certain style of play, and I suppose that has been the big thing that's been talked about, let's be honest, excuse me, in this county over the last couple of years, and maybe the fact that Fermanagh were particularly defensive. Do you see that changing to a certain extent? Is that what you and Paul McGaver and Joe will want to do?
Listen, probably you can't get away from the fact that probably the defensive probably has brought us to where it is. But look, we don't, like as Paul would always say to me, like there's games within games, you know, like sometimes you might need the 15 back, but sometimes you could do with maybe only 10 back. And look, it just all goes in the situation. But look, we'd like to think maybe that there is a scoring power there up front. We'd probably like to think probably the work that we've did with under Rory the last 2 years, that the boys like Johnny Cassidy, Shane Lee, Connell, see James McMahon, Key and Connor, that sometimes can handle themselves one-on-one a bit better. And but they can, you probably look at the performance of Johnny against Ray and McHugh out here. I think probably the last person, the only other person in the championship that gave Ray and McHugh such a hard time was Paddy Durkin. So look, you take it from there that there is good players, and sometimes you do, like if you even look at Dublin, and whenever they're under pressure, they will get the 15 in behind the ball and then work it. Look, it's all, maybe some people look at it different ways, and they say, oh, you have 15 all the time. There's times that you need the 15 behind the ball, and there's times that you don't. And look, we're just trying to get that balance. And Paul, anytime, if you watch any of the Kilcoo and the Kilcoo Championship that I did, they did play a good brand of football. They did have 15 behind the ball, but they did get it up. They did get the ball up at most times.
Yeah, and I suppose it's all about the players as well, Ryan. And I suppose you've attended a lot of matches over the last couple of weeks here, and you know what's coming through, I suppose, maybe through St. Michael's and their Hogan Cup winning team. Is that something you're going to focus on? Have you talked to many of the players at this juncture, and will you be bringing young players into the panel now?
Oh, definitely. Look, I think you've got to bring in young players as well, but then I think too you've got to look around the county as well, and probably you were looking there, probably, I don't know if they'd come in, you're looking players like Tiernan Bogue maybe, that there, like who'd a very good, although maybe got beat today, but yeah. Look,
it's a good championship.
They did a good championship there. Mm-hmm. So look, you have a lot of different players, and you want to bring in the young players as well to get them in there, and to get looking. But look, I think there's a lot of players out there, and probably you do be told there's a small pick, but you have to make the most out of the pick. So I'm casting that wide.
Yeah. And have you spoke to any of the younger players yet? Or
oh yeah, we spoke to a couple there. So I've had a bit of crack there. I spoke to Tiernan Bogue earlier on there in the week, and I spoke to young Brandon Horan there. So had a bit of crack with Brandon as well. So you'll always out there. I think
he's working with Big Patsy at the minute. He's running Tracy Concrete at the moment. So,
he told me that there actually. Yeah. He says he's Patsy's right hand man there. So I'm happy to hear that. No, I just seen him and Johnny Cassidy there, and the two boys gave me a bit of lip there. Yeah. So we're off to a good start.
Good. And I suppose maybe before we wrap, we'll check to see if we have any questions coming in here on Twitter at Fermanagh GAA, if any of you want to ask Ryan a question. But I suppose your ambitions for I assume this is going to be a 3-year term, or you would like to think it would be a 3-year term to maybe bring through these younger players. Your ambitions short term and long term?
Well, probably short term is to get all the boys probably in, especially the younger fellas, probably in a strength and conditioning program short term, and even have them built for have them ready for the under 20 season, which could be ready. And then, and look, short term, just trying to get everyone in and trying to get everyone fit and keep everyone fit and look forward to the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, and the word is that Tomás Corrigan will be returning to the fray as well. Can you confirm or deny that one?
Well, Tomás could be back, he could be. I've been speaking with him, so I think Dom's here anyway. Dom could answer that there better than me, maybe. I think there he is there. I think Dom will answer that question.
Well, actually, we can ask that Dom that one, so we can.
He's two sons, Dom, so we'll be hoping to see the two of them back in Fermanagh colours in the near future. So
yeah, and I'm sure that would please not only Dom and Mary, but also the Fermanagh support who appreciate the qualities of those two players. So I suppose, Ryan, you've left no stone unturned. Even in these opening weeks, you've talked to a lot of people, you've a lot of things in place already, and it's all systems go, which is hugely encouraging from a Fermanagh supporters' perspective.
Oh, it is. I think you have to be. I think, look, if you're going to do this job, you have to do 101%. So look, sitting and enjoying it and taking it all in, as I said, Fermanagh's not too far away, so I can always pop in and out.
Good. Well, look at here, thanks a million for joining us here on Fermanagh GAA TV and radio this afternoon. We appreciate all your honesty there, and we wish you all the best for the forthcoming year.
All right, thanks very much, Jet.
Good man, thank you.